I have here
the empty lattice approximation that my program draws, and one from a calculation of aluminum. So aluminum is FCC, and in this publication, they plotted gamma X, W, gamma U, X. So I went to my program and asked for the same order of the symmetry points. And then you can see I had to scale my energy axis to try to match the energy axis in the publication. But the two dispersion curves look very much similar. So here, it starts out parabolically, and you see that it bends over and hits the Rionzo boundary at 90 degrees, and a gap appears, but it's only really happens very close. All this action is very close to the Rionzo boundaries. And there's some splitting of energy states where over here, this one says there are two states that are degenerate, but it's pretty close to a the calculation that you get when you do a more serious calculation. And this works for certain metals which are free electron like sodium or lithium, aluminum, to some extent silver and gold, platinum. A lot of the good metals look very free electron like. And then from a plot like this, it's possible to construct the density of states. Actually, not directly from the plot, but from the dispersion curve. To construct the density of states, the electron density of states, what you would need to do is choose all of the values in the first Brillouin zone for K. And that's a three-dimensional problem. So you take every value in the first Brillouin zone for K, and every one of those Ks, you calculate all of the corresponding energies that go with it. And then you will get all the energy states, because it's possible to map all solutions back into the first Brillouin zone, and then you choose a K, Kx, Ky, Kz, somewhere in the first Brillouin zone, and you look at all the energies that correspond to that from the dispersion curve, and then you remember how often different energies appear, and that will give us the energy versus K, not the energy versus K, the density of states in energy for the electrons. And then we'll be able to use that to calculate the thermodynamic properties of these metals.
Okay. So the simplest approximation is the empty lattice approximation.